Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Thursday morning, off and rolling. Phil's with the split yesterday, but an annoying split, and the bullpen comes into focus. The manager comes into focus. The decisions of the front office come into focus. We'll get to that. Ben Simmons injured. How bad? We wait. We'll see. We'll see if the news breaks during our show. So far, indications are not so bad, but I think a lot of us are skeptical whether that's true. We'll see. Flyers play the Washington Caps today. Opt-out deadline today for the NFL, 4 o'clock. We'll see if players from the Eagles or around the NFL choose to opt out because of the coronavirus crisis. Look, we got a lot to hit. We'll do so with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. We also had Carson Wentz earlier in the day on with Angelo. We'll get to it all again with you here at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Joe.
Hey, pal.
You know, Australia was originally called New Holland.
I did know that.
Did you really?
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Yeah, the Dutch navigators charted the coasts of Australia during the 1600s.
Wow.
And they called it New Holland.
How about that? That's pretty cool. I like that fact.
Not as cool as Australia.
Australia
is a word that they like invented a word.
I don't know.
You know?
Well, I think all words are invented somewhere along the line. I mean, you know, I can't tell you the
exact. Not all words.
What words not invented?
Words that are a ripoff of other words.
But they were invented when they were invented the first time.
Yeah.
Right. It's all words.
Reinvented.
Okay. 215-592-9494. All right, let's get a reaction on yesterday's Phillies games. Again, let me just say this. That was probably about the most brutal split you'll ever see. I mean, look, you play the Yankees, you get a split. If you had closed your eyes and not seen the games and you just missed yesterday, you'd probably wake up today and say, all right, split versus the Yankees. Not bad, right? This was about the most brutal split you'll ever see. First off, Phillies have not one but two starting pitchers give them good outings, really good outings, the second of which gave them an exceptional outing, and they happen to be the Phillies' two best starting pitchers. You come in with a record of John 1-3, probably playing less than 60 games, so these games are incredibly, incredibly critical. The relief pitching in game one with an 8-run lead in the final inning impacted. Now, whether it should or should not have impacted, we know it did impact the choice of relief pitching in game two. There were multiple decisions, multiple, by the manager that come into focus, with many believing his decisions flat out blew game two, namely pulling Nola or not pitching Hector Neris when he had the chance. The relief pitching obviously was beyond exposed again, aggravating as it pertains to Matt Klintak's decision-making from the offseason and John Middleton's commitment to spend enough money, commitment to win. I mean, to say the least, and look, we'll get into it at 215-592-9494. That was about the most brutal split you'll ever see in a baseball doubleheader. John, your reaction?
I am furious. I am furious. Yesterday we talked about the fact that Joe Girardi was falling short a little bit, right? I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt and say, hey, this is a wise man. He's a smart man. He gets it. Gets baseball. Gets this town. What he did yesterday and then what he defended after those games was atrocious. This is a man who was unapologetic after the debacles that took place. Yes, I know we split, but it feels like loss and loss,
right?
Because that it almost got out of hand. I mean, the tying
really
run
in
that first, we scored 11 runs. And you put Austin Davis in. You put Austin Davis,
who actually does not belong
in Major League Baseball.
He's probably the right
you
guy to go to.
You put him
when you have,
in again.
Yeah, well.
He starts giving it up.
But you have an 8-run lead. To be clear, you're supposed to be – the worst pitcher in baseball is supposed to be able to get 3 outs with an 8-run lead. So that's why you put your worst pitcher in the game at that spot. I mean, it's just the you know it's kind of almost like math.
And then you put your best and only reliever in because he does so atrociously.
Oh
right?
My God!
And he pitches and that reliever that closer Hector Neris pitches one pitch, and Joe Girardi afterwards explained to us that you know that's why he wasn't able to use him in the second game. I don't buy it, Joe. First of all, I thought Joe Girardi was old school. I thought Joe Girardi was this perfect blend of the analytics and the gut stuff. I thought he was tough. I thought he was, you know, committed to bringing back some of the, I don't know, the ideals that applied in days of yore,
like
right?
Like toughness?
Like the opposite.
Like what? Like toughness? Like your
yes!
Your arm won't
toughness!
Fall. Your
like
arm won't fall off if you pitch a second pitch in a game. In
like
a day?
The opposite of Gabe Kapler. What we've seen to start this season is Gabe Kapler 2.0. Joe Girardi is becoming very Gabe Kapler-esque. And you cannot possibly deny that. When a man stands up there after the game and says, I have to save these athletes from themselves sometimes, Aaron Nola was pitching the best we've ever seen last night.
He was awesome.
Aaron Nola had 88 pitches under his belt. If you send him back out there for the seventh inning, that's it. I mean, that's you got one more inning. The way he's pitching, that's 10 pitches. You're preventing Aaron Nola from winning that game. Actually, getting a complete game, his first complete game on his, you know, in the record books. You prevented that from happening because you were, quote, saving him from himself. You were preventing him from, quote, trying to be a hero. You're not trying to be a hero when you pitch more than 88 pitches. The Hector Neris, same things apply. Same concept applies. Yeah. You can pitch in a doubleheader if you're a reliever and you pitch one pitch. I don't care how much you warm up.
That doesn't make that
suck it up.
And
be old school, Joe Girardi, like we were led to believe we were getting.
Doesn't mean he's Gabe though, John. Doesn't mean he's Gabe. I know there's
he's
some
leaning Gabe, Joe.
Look, I know there's some indications out of the gate that are really aggravating. And believe me, I'm aggravated as well. And we'll see where everyone's at 215-592-9494. I mean, there is a lot from yesterday to react to. I mean, at a basic level, what stood out to you from the doubleheader? The manager's decisions, and there were multiple decisions that were questionable. The GM's chosen players for the bullpen. Obviously, they entered a regular season with an inadequate bullpen. The owner's commitment to either spend money or win, it's really one and the same. The owner's commitment when you know a guy like Francisco Liriano was let go right before the season started.
Man,
by the way,
so
the actual player's performance as well. Let's not let the players off the hook. I mean, the reality is Tommy Hunter.
The players are who they are.
Tommy Hunter's good. Tommy Hunter.
Because he's not.
Tommy Hunter.
He hasn't been.
John, Tommy Hunter is supposed to be one of three relievers you feel you can count on.
According to whom?
I mean, it's supposed to be Neris.
According to Matt Klentak?
No, I've.
Because Matt Klentak, sorry, I do not take your opinion seriously any longer because we have to deal with this now for 50-odd more games.
Look, 215.
We know what your opinion does to teams.
215-592-9494 to weigh in on all this. Because the manager's decisions, the GM's chosen players, the owner's commitment and will to win, and actually will to spend enough to win, the player's performance, and really in many ways what it means for the implication for the season. And at 2-4, I mean, I hate to be, you know, this is obvious, is worse than 3-3. And in a season when you're probably playing less than 60 games, that game yesterday hurt. It hurt. That hurt losing that game. 215-592-9494. Now, John, if you're going to tell me that what you've seen so far from Joe Girardi means he's Gabe Kapler, I disagree with you. I mean, first off, it is still the first, I'll call it week, I don't even know how to phrase it anymore, week of the Phillies playing baseball.
Yeah, it's the second week. He's trying to get to know these players.
Well, he's trying to manage arms. He's trying not to. I mean, we know enough about baseball to know pitchers pitch less in their first or second start of the season compared to their fourth, fifth, let alone 20th start of the season. That's just.
He's erring way too cautious.
He is being cautious. Now, also, I mean, you're supposed to be able to trust even your worst reliever with an 11-3 lead in the final inning of the game. I mean, you really are. You're supposed to be able in Major League Baseball, even if it's a Triple-A pitcher, and that Austin Davis is a Triple-A pitcher, that pitcher has the responsibility to be able to get out there, get three outs, and not have to turn it over to the closer when the lead is 11-3. You are also, if you're Gabe Kapler, supposed to trust Tommy Hunter. He did trust him. Tommy Hunter let him down. Tommy Hunter let the team down. Tommy Hunter let Aaron Nola down. Tommy Hunter let the city down yesterday. I think, John, look, if you're going to talk about the press conferences, too early to go there. Gabe was repeatedly off note with the press conferences. You know, Joe Girardi's, look, he's dealing with a new batch of players. He's trying to figure out his way here in Philadelphia. He's telling you what he thinks.
He doesn't know what he has to deal
with. I don't think he's trying
to figure it out on the fly.
But I don't think he's trying to.
I will give you that.
I don't think he's trying to shovel a bunch of, you know what.
He's erring to new age. I want an old school manager. I thought that's what we were getting. He continues to prove he's not old school enough for my
taste. It's also,
how's that?
All right. But it's also very early.
Joe, how long are you allowed to keep saying that?
Well, I think when
when is it no longer early?
Honestly,
when the season is so far out of reach that we just acquiesce?
I would say in this season, when a season is 60 games, it is no longer early around the 20-game mark. I mean, I'm just off the top of my head, I'm trying to answer your question. Look, we'll see where everyone's at 215-592-9494. It was an aggravating day as a Phillies fan when you know you have a chance to get two from the Yankees, when you really kind of need to. You're in that 1-3 hole. Girardi makes some mistakes, there's no doubt. The GM's decisions on the relief pitchers, the owner's commitment, the actual player's performance, and then the implication for the season, there's a lot to bite on and chew with this one. We'll do it all. We'll digest it together. 215-592-9494. But I don't think that means Joe Girardi's Gabe Kapler. But look, you tell me. And if you watch that post-game press conference like we did, what stood out to you? I don't think he's trying to shovel a bunch of you-know-what our way. Gabe did that consistently. I don't think that's fair to Joe Girardi yet. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, again, hop aboard the phone lines. 215-592-9494.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.